But today we celebrate our 35th birthday.
不是今天，但是是今天我们一起庆祝35周年的生日。
And these milestones give us opportunity to look back and reflect on the past and look forward to the future.
这些特别的日子让我们可以回顾，也让我们可以前瞻。
Where have we come from?
我们从哪里来？
Where are we going?
我们去哪里？
What have we done well?
我们有什么事情做得好？
Where do we need to improve?
有什么事情我们需要改进？
How has God led us in ministry in the past?
神怎么在事工上面来带领我们？
What new directions might He lead us to in the future?
他在以后给我们有什么新的方向？
These are the sorts of questions we ask corporately at a milestone birthday.
所以当我们群体的一起在过这个生日的时候，我们要思考这些的问题。
They're the questions we ask individually when we individually have milestone birthdays.
当我们个别有自己的生日的时候，我们也会考虑类似的问题。
Some of you know that recently my youngest son went away to university.
可能很多人知道我最小的儿子最近去了大学。
And the first week, everybody's asking me, how are you handling the empty nest?
很多人第一个礼拜的时候就问我说，你怎么样过空巢的日子？
I just about get adjusted to it before somebody else reminded me of it.
那我已经差不多已经习惯了，别人又再提醒我。
The milestones, we think on the past. What have I done well and properly in raising my sons?
这些的日子，这些的问题，让我回想过去我怎么样带领我的儿子。
What would I do differently if I could do it over again?
如果我可以重新再做的话，我会怎么样来做？
And the future, how will I spend the rest of my life and this extra time I now have?
那然后是现在我有更多余的时间，我怎么样来使用？
And now recently, one of the pastoral staff celebrated a milestone birthday.
最近有一个传道人，他也庆祝他的生日。
But I won't tell you which milestone.
我也不告诉你是什么样的一个生日。
Or which staff member?
也不告诉你是谁。
So in life individually, we face these milestones.
所以当我们看到这些生命的里程碑的时候，
And they prompt us to reflect on the past.
它让我们可以回顾我们的以往。
And they point us to the future.
也让我们指向前面。
Where are we headed?
我们去什么地方？
Now actually, 35 is a particularly sensitive milestone.
35岁是一个比较特别的里程碑。
Anywhere between 35 and 45, you've heard of the midlife crisis.
从35岁到45岁, 我们说这是人生的中年危机。
And as you reflect on the past, as people hit middle age, midlife, and they reflect on the past, and they look forward to the future, and they realize that the past is as long as the future ahead of them.
当人在回顾, 这个过去的时候, 发现过去的时间, 过去的日子, 跟前面的日子在中年危机的时候刚刚好差不多时间。
And for many people, midlife is a time of panic.
很多人在中年的时候，他心里面会比较紧张。
I'm no longer young, I'm no longer energetic.
我不再年轻，我也没有像以前一样那么的有力气。
I haven't accomplished all that I wanted to.
我要做到的，我还没做完。
And so people make drastic shifts at midlife often.
所以有些人在中年的时候忽然之间就转一个方向。
A new car.
买一个两新的车子。
A new job.
换一个新的工作。
A new career.
做一个新的事情。
A new house.
换一个新的房子。
Some people become so foolish, a new husband or wife.
甚至有些人换一个太太或者是丈夫。
It's sad, but foolish.
是非常可怜，也非常愚蠢的一些事情。
But this is actually, recent research has suggested that this reappraisal of life's direction is not just for the young anymore, not just for the middle age.
最近这些研究告诉我们说，这样的一个回顾跟前瞻，不再是只是一些年轻人或者中年人的一个问题。
You may have heard of a famous American who went through some life reappraisal at the age of 75.
你可能听到一个美国人，他在75岁的时候，他重新的评估他自己的生命。
And jumped out of a plane at 12,000 feet to celebrate his 75th birthday.
然后从12,000次的这个高空来跳下来庆祝他的生日。
He jumped more than once. The second time he jumped in the form of his initials with his friends.
然后他第二次再跳的时候呢，是跟他的朋友一起啊，按着他自己的名字这样跳下来。
And this summer to celebrate his 80th birthday, he jumped again.
在八十岁生日的时候，他再跳一次。
Do you recognize him?
你大概知道是谁了。
Former President Bush.
是以前的这个 Bush 总统，这个那个父亲。
This summer for his 80th birthday celebration, when he decided to jump out of the plane.
当这个暑假他八十岁生日的时候，他决定要从飞机上跳下来。
They told him it was too windy for him to jump alone. He should jump in tandem with some professional skydivers.
有人就警告他说：“你一人自己跳的话，可能有一些危险啊，也许你跟其他的同僚一起跳下来。”
Too windy.
啊，风太大了。
I would have thought too late.
我会想可能太晚了。
Four decades too late.
可能是这个四十年太晚了。
It's not the wind that's dangerous when you're jumping out of a plane at 12,000 feet. It's the height.
一万两千尺的高空跳下来，最大的问题不是风，乃是那个高度。
Mikhail Gorbachev happened to be there on the ground at the celebration, and the reporters asked Mikhail Gorbachev if he was also going to jump.
啊，戈巴乔夫就是这个苏联的以前的总统。人家就问他说：“你到底愿不愿意同样的这样高空跳下来？”
He said, "Maybe for George Bush's 90th birthday."
他说：“当布什总统庆祝他九十岁的时候，也许我会跳。”
The worst part of all of it is that former President Bush was jumping onto the plot of land where he intends to be buried.
那最特别的就是他跳下来那块地。就是他以后希望埋葬的那块地。
He didn't say whether he intended to be buried that day or some indefinite time in the future.
他没有说到底是不是在当天的时候他就希望被埋葬。
But there is a point to all of this.
在这一些我有一个重点。
Some lengthy history behind us.
我们有一些过去很长的历史。
An unknown future in front of us.
我们也有一些我们不知道的将来面对我们。
How will we spend that future?
我们怎么样来面对明天？
Is it as though we're jumping into the dark?
是不是好像我们在黑暗里面就跳出去？
How will we devote the years in front of us?
我们怎么样来使用我们的年日？
Individually.
个别的。
As a church.
群体的一个教会。
Now a Chinese sociologist, Daniel Sheck, has done some research and concluded that Chinese men and women do not have midlife crisis.
有一个研究社会科学的这个石教授，他提到说中国人没有中年危机。
At least not a distinct period of time in their lives where they have a midlife crisis.
也许说在他的人生当中，我们不能够指出是哪一段时间他们有一个的危机。
So let me congratulate you on that.
那我就来恭喜大家。
But I don't feel bad for myself.
那我对自己的话，我一点都不觉得有什么的委屈。
Because I have something you don't have.
我有一些是你们没有的。
An excuse to buy this.
有个借口买了一辆这样的车子。
Midlife.
中年。
Major life celebrations.
是一个人生一个重要的庆典。
A chance to reflect on the past and look to the future.
一个机会让我们回顾过去，面对将来。
Will this be a crisis?
这个是不是一个危机？
Or will it be, as in Chinese, both a danger and an opportunity?
或是像中国的字一样，是有一个危险，但是也是一个机会。
One psychologist argues to get through midlife and into the future successfully, we need a midlife map.
有一个心理学家就说，如果我们要度过这个中年危机，成功的度过的话，我们需要有一个中年危机的地图。
And you could say the same thing for us as a church.
我想作为教会来说，可能也是一样吧。
To build on what's gone before.
要从过去我们所经验的建立起来。
To build on our successes.
建立在我们过去成功的地方
to correct our weaknesses
改变我们的弱点
we need a midlife map
我们需要有一个中年的地图
not just a time for reflection,
不单只是一个时间我们可以好好的反省。
Not just a period of time where we sit down and reappraise our lives and our ministries and our church life.
也不只是重新的评估我们的生命。
But with the time, also a map.
但是我们有时间，我们有这样的一个地图。
Some landmarks to guide our way forward into the future.
有一些重要的这个事情来引导我们往前面走。
Colossians chapter 3 provides us landmarks.
哥罗西书第三章就给我们这样的一个地图。
Three landmarks.
那有三个比较重要的特点。
Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
让我们看到哥罗西书第三章第十五节。
Colossians 3:15.
三章十五节。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
This is the first landmark to guide us in our direction together into the future.
这个是第一个的指标，让我们可以往前面走。
Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
叫基督的平安在我们心里面做主。
Now, a great many people have a wrong concept of the peace of Christ ruling in our hearts.
很多人对于基督的平安怎么样在我们心里面做主有打一个问号。
Many people apply this verse to seeking individual direction, God's will for my personal life.
有人就会凭着这节的经文就说，到底上帝要在我的身上做什么事情？
Where should I go to university?
我应该去哪一个大学？
What career should I follow?
我应该做什么的工作？
Which company should I work for?
在哪一个公司工作？
Which man or woman should I marry?
哪一位男士或者女士我应该跟他结婚？
Which house should I buy?
我应该买哪一个房子？
Which car should I drive?
要开哪一辆的车子？
But this is not about individual guidance.
但是这节经文不是讲到个别的引导。
Many people would face with a decision that's hard to make. They will pray and ask God, guide me.
有些人会就祷告说，上帝啊，求你引导我。
And then they'll assume that whatever they feel most peaceful about is the direction God wants them to head.
然后他们就想，我对什么事情觉得是平安的话，我就继续的做下去。
Now surely at such times of uncertainty we should pray.
当然在我们在不清楚的时候，我们需要祷告。
And certainly from time to time God will guide us through a sense of peace in our hearts.
而且常常上帝引导我们的话，是给我们心里面有一种的平安。
Of course,Sometimes the sense of peace in our hearts will take us toward what we want rather than toward what God wants.
但是有些时候我们心里面以为是平安的，乃是要做我们喜欢的事情，不是做上帝喜欢的事情。
But however that be, that's not what this verse is talking about.
无论我们怎么样来看，这一节经文重点不是讲到那一方面。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
In this passage, what does that mean?
在这段经文里面是什么意思呢？
Since as members of one body, you were called to peace.
既然我们是归为一体，我们要有平安和平在我们当中。
This is our first landmark.
这个是我们第一个的指标。
Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
让主耶稣基督的平安和平来治理我们一个群体。
Since as members of one body, we were called to peace.
我们已经归为一体，我们乃是要和平的共处。
Each of us individually called to peace with each other.
个别的跟我们的邻舍，我们是有和平在我们当中。
Notice what came just before chapter 3 verse 15.
你注意到在三章十五节之前有这样的经文。
3:12.
三章十二节。
Clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
他说要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
None of this is about how God leads us into His will.
这一些的特点都不是讲到上帝怎么样来引导我们走在他的旨意里面。
All of it is about how we live together.In this church.
这一切都是讲到我们作为一个基督的身体，我们如何共处。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Bear with each other. Forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
None of this is about finding God's will for my individual life. All of it is about how we live together as God's people.
这些都不是讲到神怎么样来引导我们，乃是讲到我们作为神的子民，我们如何的共处。
Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
在这些之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Love and unity.
爱心跟合一。
This is not how we find God's will for us individually.
不是怎么，这段经文不是告诉我们怎么样找到上帝的旨意在我们身上。
It's how we live together corporately.
乃是讲到我们如何一起的生活。
In a community of our size, there will inevitably be some tensions.
像我们教会这个人数的话，我们总是当中有一些的僵力。
Even though we love God and we love each other, there'll be some conflicts.
是我们都爱主，而且我们是愿意彼此相爱，但是我们当中总是会有一些的冲突跟矛盾。
It happens in our families. It happens in our small groups and home groups.
在我们家里面是如此，在我们的小组团契也是如此。
Inevitably, it'll happen when we gather together as a deacon board.
就是在我们执事会里面一起开会，我们也是有这一类的矛盾。
As a spiritual formation committee.
那作为我们负责这个属灵成长的这个同工们。
As elders and pastors, we meet together.
作为长老，作为教牧同工，我们一起来相聚的时候。
In worship committee, evangelism projects, missions.
敬拜、传福音、宣教等等。
As we gather together and crowd out this facility on a Friday night, and each of us needs more space.
当礼拜五晚上我们到这个教会的时候，我们发现每一个人、每一个团体都希望更多的地方。
As we meet together, Chinese congregation, youth ministry, English ministry, as we meet together for worship.
中文部、青少年部跟英文部，我们都聚在一起敬拜。
As we decide how to allot the budget and how to spend our finances.
我们也考虑到我们有的这个金钱，我们应该怎么样来使用。
In any of these areas, we'll have disagreements.
在这多方面，我们肯定会有不同的意见。
Perhaps even today, when we meet together for annual meeting.
甚至在今天我们庆祝35周年也是这样。
We'll have different perspectives.
我们有不同角度来看事情。
Different viewpoints.
不同的看法。
Slightly different values.
可能稍微有一点不同的价值观念。
And we'll have disagreements.
我们肯定会有不同的意见。
What is God's calling for us as we face the future?
当我们面对明天的时候，上帝怎么样来指引我们？
Here is one of the landmarks that marks out the path that we're to walk.
那其中的一个指标就是在这里。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace.
叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，归为一体。
Not flawless unity.
不是说我们在合一上面是十全十美。
Not perfect harmony.
也不是说我们完全的非常的和谐。
But compassion and kindness and humility.
但是我们是存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚。
Bearing with each other.
彼此包容。
Forgiving whatever grievances we may have against one another.
彼此饶恕。
There's one part of Chinese New Year that I particularly learned to value when I was served in Asia.
在过中国年的时候，我在亚洲的地方，我特别喜欢有一点。
Same thing happens for the Muslim community at Ramadan.
我想在回教徒当中，他们庆祝他们的 Ramadan 的时候也是一样。
These are times to clear out the old and the bad and the dirty.
就是在那个的时候，我们把过去的不洁净的，我们都扫掉。
And to welcome in the new.
来迎接将来新的。
Not just cleaning our houses.
不单只清理房子。
But cleaning our relationships.
也是清理我们的人际关系。
paying debts,
还债,
forgiving conflicts,
那愿意饶恕别人,
restoring relationships,
重新和好那些的人际关系。
And this and church anniversary provides a good opportunity for us corporately to do something similar.
我想在我们庆祝35周年的时候，这也是给我们一个机会，我们同样的做。
To put behind those things which are past.
放下过去的一切。
And to look forward to a new year and a new decade and a new 35 years of working together, serving and bearing with each other.
但是往前看，可能还有另外35年，我们可以彼此的。 来服侍，也服侍上帝。
This is our first road mark.
这个是第一个的指标。
Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
让基督的平安在我们的心里做主。
And verse 16 gives us a second landmark.
第16节给我们第二个的指标。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
To the peace of Christ.
在基督的平安之上。
We add the word of Christ.
我们加上基督的道理，基督的话语。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
I think of our name.
我想到我们教会的名字。
Chinese Bible Church.
华人圣经教会。
The word of Christ.
上帝基督的话。
The Bible.
圣经。
The middle of our name and the middle of our life together.
在我们的名字的中间，在我们的生命的中间，
The Bible has been a big part of who we've been.
圣经在我们过去来说非常非常的重要。
The Bible must continue to be a big part of who we are.
圣经也必定需要在我们以后的日子扮演一个重要的角色。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
This may seem obvious to you, but it is no longer obvious.
也许你以为这个是理所当然，但是事实却不如此。
We cannot take it for granted anymore.
我们不能够就以为这个是该做的。
We are not immune from what's happening in the wider culture around us.
我们有没有注意到在我们周围的文化？
And if you look at Anglo churches in America, where the Bible used to be central, it is now becoming peripheral.
特别是西方的教会，以前圣经扮演一个非常重要的角色，现在只是在放在旁边。
A few years ago, I was living out in Wheaton, Illinois.
几年前我在伊利诺州的这个Wheaton地方。
At the time, Wheaton was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
那在几年前，这个Wheaton大学是在这个Guinness的这个世界纪录的那本书里面。
Most churches per capita in the entire country.
在整个美国来说，是人口跟教会比例教会最多的一个地方。
If there's any place where you can expect to see Christianity at its finest, it should be Wheaton, Illinois, home of Wheaton College.
如果你想到，如果有任何一个地方是最能够表示基督徒的爱的话，应该是在Wheaton这个的地方。
Now, one church we visited called itself a Bible church.
一个教会我们去参加，它也叫做是一个圣经教会。
Now historically in American culture, Bible churches were the ones that put the Bible center to their lives.
在以前的话，圣经教会就是把圣经放在他们生命的中间。
If you went to a Bible church, you could be sure that you were going to spend a great deal of your time, more than anything else, you were going to spend your time in Scripture.
如果你去一个圣经教会的话，你会期待着。 在教会里面，他们花很多的时间讲到圣经。
But as we went to this church,
当我们参加那个教会的时候，
the sermon was entertaining.
那段的那个讲道非常的吸引人，
lively,
非常的活，
passionate,
也非常的有力。
But the Bible played a very small part in it.
但是圣经却放在不太显眼的地方。
Not careful study and exposition of Scripture.
并没有好好的来研究研读圣经。
And this is not just one church.
这样的现象不单只在一个教会里面出现。
This is representative of what's happening across America in the Anglo churches.
这个的现象是在美国西方的教会是一个非常典型的一个代表。
Now it's perfectly easy to understand why it's happening.
我们很容易 会理解为什么这些事情会这样的发生。
As I go through life individually, I face many challenges. You face many challenges.
我个别的在生命里面走，你们个别的在生命里面走也是一样，我们面对很多的挑战。
In an increasingly competitive world, how do I keep my job?
在一个竞争越来越厉害的这个社会里面，我怎么样可以保持我的工作？
In an increasingly expensive world, how do I get enough money to secure my family's future?
在这个社会里面，我怎么样可以保障我的家庭有一个的将来的生活？
In an increasingly conflicted world, how do I have harmony between parents and children, between parents and their parents, between husband and wife? How do we have harmony together in a conflicted world?
在一个充满矛盾的世界，我怎么样可以跟我的家人、父母亲、儿女们等等有一个和谐的生活？
And sometimes it's merely a battle for survival.
有时候我们为了生存，我们已经喘不过气。
Both parents working.
丈夫跟太太都在工作。
Children in school.
那小孩子在学校。
And soccer practice and violin and piano and infinite activities going on otherwise.
足球的练习，这个小提琴、钢琴等等等等。
And so when we go to God, what we're looking for is help to get through this life.
当我们来到上帝的面前，有时候我们就想，我们就求上帝给我们力量来度过这样的日子。
And when we go to God's word, what we're looking for is a promise that He'll help us to get through this life.
我们在读上帝的话的时候，同样的，我们希望从神那里得到应许来度过这些的日子。
And so we look for Bible studies on how to raise children and how to love husbands, how to love wives, how to live together in peace and harmony.
所以我们在查经的时候，我们常常查的题目就是我们怎么样教养儿女，怎么样夫妻和平的共处等等。
And some of this.Is perfectly legitimate.
有一些实际上也是我们所需要的。
If you read the Bible, you'll find that the Bible contains some of that.
那你读圣经的话，你发现圣经也是提到这一些的方面。
But the core of the Bible is not about me and my family.
但是圣经的重点主要的不是讲到我或者说我的家庭。
Not about me and my job.
不是讲到我和我的工作。
Not about me and my kids, or me and my parents.
也不是讲到我和我的子女，或者说我的父母亲。
Not about how I can have a rich and rewarding life.
不是讲到我怎么样可以过一个非常忧郁的日子。
The main thrust of the Bible is about God and His plan for the world.
圣经的重点乃是讲到上帝。
His calling on our lives.
他在我们身上的呼召。
His extraordinary generosity to us.
他那么慷慨的赐给我们
，and our obligation toward him，
然后我们对他的赏赐，我们怎么样的来回报他
？And while some of our attention as a church should be spent on how to live together with husbands and wives in a busy world, competitive world，
我们在教会里面，有些时候我们实在需要讲到家庭生活怎么样面对这个的世界。
The main thrust of our time together has got to be on God。And His goodness to us, and His calling on us.
但是最重要的乃是重点放在上帝，他在我们的身上有什么的旨意。
And in a world which gives much less attention to these things, will we continue to be Chinese Bible Church?
在世界都在变在变当中，我们会不会继续保持是华人圣经教会
？In a world which is fragmenting around us.
这个破碎的世界
，In a world where dating couples quite happily cohabit，
在这个同居非常普遍的一个世界
，In a world where married couples who are bored with each other quite happily have adulterous affairs，
在这个常常有外遇的这种的世界环境里面
，In a world where a couple that's frustrated with each other quite happily deserts their children and takes up with somebody else and gets divorced and remarried。
在这个常常碰到愿意离婚再婚的世界
，In a world which knows no obligation except the obligation to personal self-fulfillment，
在这个不考虑别人的委身，乃是只想到我自己的好处的世界
，Will we preserve our integrity？
我们怎么样可不可以保存 我们在神面前的那种的美德。
Will our families survive?
我们的家庭会不会保存下来？
Will we serve God and carry a cross or ask Him to serve us?
我们愿意背起十字架来跟随主，还是要上帝来服侍我们？
This is fundamentally important.
这个是非常重要的。
Not just to how we live now.
不单只是我们今天怎么样活。
But to whether or not we reach heaven in the end.
乃是讲到最后我们会不会到天父那里去。
Will we make it in this world?
我们会到那边吗？
The Bible is a key landmark.
圣经是一个重要的指标。
It is essential that we remain a Bible church.
我们很需要保持我们这个华人圣经教会这个的身份。
Will we become a community where when if I'm having trouble in my marriage, I can go to other people in my small group, my home group, and say, look, here's the difficulty I'm facing. Pray for me. Hold me accountable.
还是我们去我们的小组当中，就说我现在婚姻面对这些的问题，请你为我祷告，而且呢，要我向你们来负责任。
Will we be a community where if parents are having trouble with their children, both parents and children have a place to go and say, pray for us as we seek to live together?
还是我们在亲子的关系上面有一些困难，我们愿意在教会里面有一些肢体我们可以提出来，请他们为我们祷告。
As we carry our aging parents, or as we care for ill, disabled children, will we be a community that lives together and serves together and supports each other?
也在我们在照顾年老的父母亲，或者说有一些有特别困难的儿女们，我们愿意到我们的弟兄姐妹面前说，求你为我们祷告。
The Bible calls us to this.
圣经要求我们这样做。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another.
把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，彼此教导，彼此相劝诫。
Not just pastor and elders from the pulpit.
不单只是长老传道同工。
But one another as we live together and serve together.
乃是我们群体彼此之间这样的生活。
So this is our first landmark on the path that God calls us to. The quality of our community life.
这个是我们另外一个的指标，来走前面的路。
And this is the second landmark on this path that God calls us to. The centrality of the Bible.
第二个的指标就是讲到圣经在我们心中一定要做中心点。
And Colossians 3:17 gives us a third landmark.
哥罗西书三章十七节就给我们第三个指标。
Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
无论做什么，或是话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，接着他感谢父神。
And this is our third landmark.
这个是第三个指标。
Service in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名来行事、说话、做事。
This audio-visual presentation we watched was very moving for me, even though I didn't live through that time.
刚才我们放了差不多十分钟的投影片啊，对我来说我非常的激动。
And as I think about the people there, as I watched all the people there, two things struck me.
我看到许多的人有两方面啊，引起我的有一些的反应。
The large numbers of people involved.
第一是有那么多人参与在这个施工里面。
And how young they all looked at that time.
第二是他们当时候是多么的年轻。
Those who were in their 30s and 40s are now reaching retirement age.
当时候是30岁、40岁的，现在已经到了退休的年龄。
And all those cute little kids are now reaching middle age.
那些非常可爱的小孩子现在已经到了中年。
1969, this church began its first Sunday worship with 13 people.
1969年这个教会开始的时候有13位。
And now we are roughly 800.
现在我们差不多800人。
It began in a small church building in Woburn.
开始的时候是在 Woburn 一个小小的教会。
And now we have this phenomenal facility.
现在我们有那么好的一个地方。
And a great deal of this that we enjoy now has been due to the labors of those who were in their 20s and 30s and served faithfully for 35 years.
我们今天所享用的这一切的设备，乃是30年前、35年前许多人愿意牺牲造成的一个结果。
And while I disagree in principle,
原则上我某一方面我是有一些不同意的地方。
The elders keep reminding me that there is coming a time in the near future when they will pass the baton down to the next generation.
长老们常常提醒我，再过几年，我就要把这个棒子交出去。
And each ministry and each board,
每一个事工
as they finish their service and they pass the baton down,
当他们做完他们的工作，要把这个棒子传出去的时候。
Will there be a wide number of quality dedicated people to pass the baton to?
有没有足够愿意同样委身的人，我们可以把棒子交出去？
Or will we get used to the idea that they have served so long? You've served 35 years, serve another 35, and then maybe we'll take over.
还是说你们已经好好的服侍35年，再服侍35年吧，然后再才轮到我们。
After this service, you'll have an opportunity to pick up the annual report.
在这个崇拜之后，大家可以拿到我们的年报。
The matters written about in the annual report are only a small part of what we do here because the report would get too big if we wrote about it all.
这个年报只是反映到我们教会里面运作的一小部分。
But look in the back of that annual report. 54 ministries are listed in the ministry matrix.
那你注意到我们教会里面一共有54个不同的事工。
Each represents typically a team of people working together for the ministry.
每一个事工背后有一群的弟兄姐妹在服侍。
Extraordinary large number of people gathered together each week, bi-weekly, monthly to serve together in this church.
很多弟兄姐妹每一个礼拜每一个月的在教会里面一起的服侍。
It's an extraordinary tribute to the testimony of God in our midst that so many serve so faithfully.
这个在上帝的面前是好的一个见证，许多人投入在服侍里面。
Typically on a Sunday, I arrive here early just to relax and get ready before the service starts.
我平常礼拜天早上一早来到教会的时候。
Typically, by the time I arrive early, the worship team is already here, the food service team is already here, the transportation team is already left here.
我早上来到的时候，敬拜团已经在练习，下面厨房的同工也已经努力的在准备午餐，然后这个去接送的弟兄姐妹，他们已经出去了。
While we stand on the platform, while we worship together corporately, there's a large number of people serving in the children's ministry, in the nursery, so that we can have intelligent adult conversations here without interruption.
我们站在这个讲台，我们在这个礼堂里面，我们可以有这样的敬拜，乃是有许许多多的人在服侍我们。
And Friday night, when we gather together in our home groups and fellowship groups on this campus, then we have pioneers for many years, and now Awana, serving our children so that we can worship together with our peers.
在礼拜五晚上，这个教会的地方有许多的团契小组在聚会。最近也有这个 Awana 儿童的事工，让我们可以放心好好的来查经、分享等等。
And even those little things we take for granted, the bulletin, finances, the bookstore, the library.
我们每个礼拜的周报图书馆这个财务等等。
54 ministries.
54个不同的事工。
Hundreds of people serving together.
这个成百人来在背后的服侍。
Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
无论我们做什么事情，我们都要奉主耶稣的名而做。
This portends well for our future as a community.
我想这个对于我们将来作为一个群体的话是非常重要。
The God is at work in us, among us, as we are at work for Him.
神在我们里面来工作，我们也是同样的忠心的服侍他。
Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
凡事都要奉耶稣基督的名来做。
I'll give you just two concrete examples here.
让我给你两个的例子。
I'm sensitive to the fact, as a preacher, that often the focus is on people who are visibly ministering up front.
常常我们注意到的是那些站在讲台服侍的弟兄姐妹。
But we cannot assume that this is the most important thing or the most important ministry in this church.
但是千万不要误会，以为这个是不是教会里面最重要的服侍。
So I look for opportunities to give credit where credit is legitimately due.
所以我常常希望指出有许多其他的同工殷勤地在背后服侍。
So you look at that annual report.
所以你看一下我们的年报。
You'll see pastors' names in there.
你看到教牧同工的名字在那里。
You'll see elders' names in there.
你看到长老的名字在那里。Deacons. 执事。
Ministry leaders.
那其他事工的领导人。
What you won't see in there is the name of the translators.
但是你不会看到翻译的人的名字。
The people who did layout.
那些把这个年报 整齐地排列的人,
the people who did proofreading.
那些在背后来看看这有没有什么的错字的人。
Actually, their names aren't in there.
他们的名字虽然没有在里面,
despite my effort to get them in there.
虽然我一直在希望可以把他们的名字放进去。
Because when I suggested it, one of them said, no, 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 let's not do that.
当我这样建议的时候, 其中有一位就说, 哎, 不要把名字放进去。
Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
无论做什么或是话或成事, 都要奉主耶稣的名。
And you've got to realize that this DVD took a lot of time to put together.
你知道今天放映的这个DVD的投影片, 花了很多时间。
And several different people had a part in doing it.
只有好几个人, 把这个放在一起。
And so I asked that when it was introduced that we give credit to the people that worked hard to put it together.
所以当我提到说, 在崇拜的时候, 提到这些人的名字,
and one of the people that was did a lot of the work for it said, no, 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 let's not do that.
那其中有一个主要推动这个工作的就说, 不要。
Whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
无论做什么或说话或行事, 都要奉主耶稣的名。
This portends well for our future.
这个对我们将来是非常的重要。
That we serve together.
我们彼此的同工。
Not seeking credit for it.
不是要求别人的这个纪念。
That we serve well and effectively with effort.
我们乃是暗暗的来做，全心全意的做。
But we do it not for praise. But for the glory and honor of God.
不是要得到别人的称赞, 乃是要得到上帝的喜悦。
So midlife presents us with this two choices.
所以到了中年, 给我们有两个的选择。
Two possibilities.
两个的可能性。
A crisis on the one hand, or an opportunity on the other.
一个危险, 或者说一个的机会。
Our future could be marked by crisis.
我们的将来可能是一个危机。
Our founding pastor has gone to be with the Lord and is no longer here to guide us.
开始这个教会的牧师他已经回到天家那里去。
Our advisory pastor is a long distance away and cannot be involved that closely.
我们的顾问牧师离开我们也相当的远。
We have no senior pastor.
我们还没有主任牧师。
The deacons and elders who served in their 30s and 40s and brought us to this point are no longer in their 30s and 40s.
以前我们当中的长老、执事，他们过去是30岁、40岁的，现在已经不是那一把的年纪。
And this church was built on the labor of backs that can no longer carry such heavy loads.
以前教会的责任放在许多这些年轻人的背上，他们现在已经在背不上了。
Will we face crisis?
我们会不会面对危机？
Or will this be for us an extraordinary opportunity as we step forward?
还是这个是一个机会让我们面对明天。
As those in the 20s and 30s and 40s take up the mantle from those who've gone before.
我们当中20岁、30岁、40岁的你们站起来。
As we live together with forgiveness and gentleness.
我们一起的生活彼此的包容、彼此的饶恕。
As we make the Bible the core of our life together.
当我们把圣经作为我们生命的中心点。
And support each other when we have difficulty submitting to the Bible.
而且我们是彼此的来支持，也在圣经的引导下面，我们有顺服的心。
As we serve together in ministry, giving all the credit to Christ.
我们在上帝的施工里面彼此的服侍，把一切的荣耀都归给主。
Crisis? Or opportunity.
危险还是机会?
God has given us all that we need to turn this into an opportunity where He can be at work in a way that we only imagine.
上帝已经把一切我们所需要的赐给我们，我们愿不愿意衷心的去做，做一些超乎我们所想所求的事情？
He's given us the opportunity.
他给我们这些的机会。
The outcome remains heavily dependent on each of us.
结果怎么样，就是在乎我们了。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we honor you for the faithfulness of all those who've gone before.
爱我们的天父，我们把过去许多忠心的仆人，我们献上感谢。
And we ask for your grace in our lives.
我们也求你的恩典在我们的生命当中。
We ask for your power to be upon us.
你的能力复辟在我们的身上。
That 10 years from now.
十年之后。
That 20 years from now,
二十年之后,
that 35 years from now,
就是三十五年之后,
others might look back on this time,
大家会回顾到今天,
and honor you for your faithfulness through us.
为你在我们当中的信实，我们献上感谢。
We ask for your grace in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.